The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dr. Joseph Chambers, who's written a wonderful book. It's entitled The Masterpiece. It's the story of the revelation of Jesus Christ, the last book in the Bible, but the one that really brings forward the story, really, of the entire Bible, and, of course, concludes it in a wonderful way. Dr. Chambers, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Brother Stan, what a joy to be back on with you, my friend.
Well, you know, it was just yesterday my wife came in, and somebody had sent us a story. I'd heard it some years ago, but I just wanted to briefly touch on this because you played a key part in this. Apparently, of course, you are a person who believes in the King James Bible, as do I. But are there people out there who certainly want to would like us to use other more modern translations? And certainly one of them was John Ankerberg, and John's a personal friend. But there was an issue time when you were actually asked to be on his television program, and certainly you were going to be defending the King James Bible with a couple of other people. They had a whole flock of other people who thought that the King James Bible really shouldn't be used. They stacked the situation against you, and the issue came up the people who had actually rewritten the King James Bible, some of them had lost their voices. Do you want to tell that story before?
Oh, yes, I recall the story.
I think it's so apropos about God's power and how we can still see it manifested today.
Yes, sir. That was a great story. That was we taped 6 programs. I'm not sure all of them were ever aired, but that one in particular, he introduced the man who was the chairman of the New King James Version, Bob Wilkins, I believe was his name, and he talked about how people lost their voice, and he introduced Bob, and Bob couldn't get a word out of his mouth. And they stopped the tape, and to back up, I said, no, you can't stop the tape on that. That's an example of exactly what happened. Of course, they did stop the tape, and it was removed from the tape, but I was right there, and I know it happened, and he got his voice back in a minute. They said he was tired, he'd been up all night, and they had several excuses, but it was a perfect example that you don't play with God's Word.
Amen to that. Well, you've written this wonderful just description of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Why don't you, Sydney, just pick up, and because you've actually done a series of programs with History Channel that are going to be viewed. I really worry what History Channel will do with this, because, well, we'll just have to wait and see if they're fair.
Yeah, we will. I'm praying that they all sounded so fair to me, and they gave me the impression that they were really going to be fair. They did about 3 hours of taping with me, 1 hour in Hollywood itself, and then 2 hours up in Washington. And so they spent considerable money to get me to those places and put me up. I sure think that they will do it right. And then, you see, I have a set of DVDs on the whole book of Revelation, 24 DVDs, an hour in each of them, where I take the whole book of Revelation, verse by verse, and go from Revelation 1 and 1 all the way to 22. And they have that set, and they're using that set in this series, some excerpts from it. I don't know how much. And they even are talking about doing a whole series on these 24 DVDs on the History Channel. I don't know what all's going to come out of it, but I'm just praying the Lord will use it.
Well, I'm sure he will in his own way. Anyway, tell us about the Revelation. Why is this pivotal to our understanding of Christendom?
Brother Stan, the book of Revelation is the final book, of course, of 66 books. And the first 65 books of the Bible are full of theology. They're full of the great truths of God's Word. And they are harmonious, and they are infallible, and I believe in every one of them, all 65 books. And then the book of Revelation comes along at the end, and it takes every theological truth that is in the whole Bible, from Genesis 1 to Jude, the last book before Revelation, and the book of Revelation does a panorama view or a drama view of every doctrine that is in those previous 65 books. I've done prophecy conferences, and I'll do one of the particular programs. I'll do it on the drama of the book of Revelation. And then I open up and I say to the people, now let's have questions, and I want you to ask questions about any theological truth in the Bible, and I will show you where that truth is dramatized in the book of Revelation. And it's breathtaking. Here is a book that takes every doctrine of the Bible. It doesn't teach them. It dramatizes them. It shows them in a living, dramatic form as they fill up those 22 chapters of Revelation. So I think the book of Revelation is the greatest masterpiece of literature and revelation that's ever been given. And in my book, the masterpiece, and that's not called in my book the masterpiece, that's called in God's revelation the masterpiece. In my book, I do a very no-nonsense, no riddles. I let the Bible interpret itself, and it's a kind of story of the book of Revelation. I do three chapters of introduction, and then I do the rest of the chapters verse by verse. And it's just, it really is a wonderful opening of the book of Revelation. So that the average person, not the theologian who wants to do some kind of great, theological dissertation. No, this book is simple, so that any John or Judy or Sally or Jerry can understand the book of Revelation. God didn't name it Revelation and then conceal it behind language that you can't understand. God named it Revelation because it's an unveiling of wonderful truth. And I believe our book, The Masterpiece, has done that. And people are telling me, I called a Saturday from the last program I did with you from Rome, New York. He called me up and said, Reverend Chambers, I heard you on Stan Monteith. I ordered the book, The Masterpiece. I'm overwhelmed. He said, it's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. And this man was thrilled to know Ian, because he finally got a book on the book of Revelation that he could understand. And he loved it. And it thrills my heart when I get a call like that.
Well, I'm sure it does. It's a wonderful, wonderful book, and we recommend it to our listeners. We're going to be back in just a moment, because here is laid out not only the theology, but the prophecy.
Now, I'm not hearing you with the music behind.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com, saying thanks for trading with us. We're excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars, in brand-new Dodges, Chryslers, Fords, Suzukis, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com. Many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future, and that's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse. So take a moment to let them know you care. Talk to your children about drug abuse. Someday they'll be glad you did. That's from Ken to Stewart and staff at the Wild Bird Center, where they're always working to make our area a safer place for our youth, for the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation. Call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. 303-758-7575, and mention you heard this community announcement. They all wish you a happy and safe summer.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Joseph Chambers, and we're talking about his book, The Masterpiece. It's the explains really what is in the revelation of Jesus Christ. So basically, there's prophecy here, and certainly the prophecies that are laid out are really rather shocking, aren't they?
Well, they are. It's the only book of the Bible that gives a chronological view of the end time events. Almost every book in the Bible will give you some prophetic truth, but God ordained this book to take all of the great prophecies of the end times, especially that relates to from the time of the church rapture all the way to the glorious New Jerusalem that comes down from God out of heaven, and it just lays it in chronological order so that nobody has to wonder when will the rapture occur. It will occur before the 7 years of the Great Tribulation begins. Jesus called that the Great Tribulation. Not just tribulation, but the Great Tribulation. And this book just puts it in order. It's a prophetic book, and it's futuristic all the way from chapter 4, verse 1. Now, chapters 1, 2, and 3 is either the post-resurrection vision of Christ and the picture of the church dispensation. But chapter 4 starts with the rapture, and all takes us all the way through till we inherit that king, that city, New Jerusalem, 1,500 miles square and 1,500 miles tall, 12 levels or 12 foundations. I mean, it is a city that is, I mean, it's beyond description. The city that nobody should want to miss living in for eternity. What a picture. And it's prophecy is just history written in advance. And that's what Revelation is from chapter 4 on, is history written in advance.
And, of course, the things that are described there are really rather shocking. And yet, of course, we see, you know, certainly our leaders are the Rockefellers, Bill Gates and the others, Monsanto. They're storing seeds up above the Arctic Circle in an area where it'll be constantly frozen. They want to preserve those seeds because they think that they're going to start all over again after the whole world collapses and most of the people are killed. And we're told there are going to be great famines there. So there are people out there who are not coming from a Christian point of view, but are anticipating terrible, terrible calamities here in the world. What sort of things are we told are going to be coming to the world here in the coming times?
Well, those 7 years that will follow the rapture, called the Great Tribulation, Jesus spoke of it. He spoke of the middle of it being 3.5 years into the seven. He spoke of the abomination of desolation when the Antichrist would have his image installed in the Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. He spoke of, this book of Revelation speaks of all the sorrow. I mean, you talk about hell on earth. We're talking about a time when God has to judge sin. You see, the only way to eliminate sin and to eliminate the effect of sin is for there to be a righteous judicial judgment of those sins. And that's what Revelation gives us a picture of. But the picture of these judgments are never meant to alarm us or to scare the wit out of us or to drive us into some kind of sorrowful state. They're meant to inform us and to show us how dark sin is and that no sin can escape. Jesus died to save man from sin, but most people have rejected that sacrifice. So their sins, instead of being adjudicated at Calvary, as mine and yours were, because we've trusted Christ, these sins that have not been repented of and forsaken and cleansed by the blood of Jesus has to be adjudicated in the future. And the book of Revelation gives us the adjudication of sin, the fair judgment of sin. And that's why they're, you know, you'll have these great events of sorrow, the waters turn into blood, you know, the stars falling out of heaven and killing millions of people. In fact, it appears that about two-thirds of all humankind will die during the 7 years. That's better than 6 billion people. And so you're talking about some great sorrow. And so all of the things you're hearing from the world, when they talk about these sorrows, they're going to happen. But they're so different from how the world views them. We view them in the Bible as adjudication of sin, as the cleansing, the purification, the rendering of the earth as a holy place, a sacred place again, where holiness is written on the horses' bridles, and where purity fills the earth, and men have perfect peace, and the tears are wiped away from every eye. I mean, the Bible gives us judgment. It paints the picture pretty vivid. I mean, it's quite overwhelming. If you don't understand the context, it can scare the socks off of you. But if you understand the context, and you know that this is a just God, who all doing those judgments keeps giving people a chance to repent. I mean, the angels in heaven fly through the heavens and they cry, repent. They preach the everlasting gospel. You got two prophets who cannot be killed for 3.5 years. They preach this gospel and perform incredible miracles. So that all during Revelation, the rainbow around God's throne is still present, so that men are offered mercy and forgiveness and cleansing. But those who reject it will have to pay, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, just like the earth in the day of Noah when the flood came. I mean, if you repent, if you refuse to repent, you pay the price. You got to pay the piper, you know, if you don't turn from sin. And that's what the book of Revelation gives, a beautiful, exciting picture, so that we rejoice in it instead of being scared by it.
Well, certainly God will do what he has to bring people to an awareness that they are sinful people, and some people can reject his offer of salvation. I suspect, I fear that most people will, but unless there are great cataclysmic events, most people are just going to drift right along, you know, in the wonderful little world that we've had. And only when that world, this affluent world we live in, comes to an end, are people going to begin to look for what's really important in this world, not only in this world, but in eternity.
That's why so many are going to be saved during the tribulation period. Now, people who know the truth and reject it over and over and over, many of them will not be saved during the tribulation, because the Bible says they'll be given a reprobate mind that they cannot believe the truth. But there will be millions, like after the war of Gog and Magog, when the religion of the Islamic is destroyed. I mean, that religion is going to be eliminated from the earth. And when that war of Gog and Magog is over, and you tell an Arab or a former Muslim about Allah, the God of the Islamic religion, they're going to hiss at it, because he's going to be judged so utterly and so thoroughly in that war in the northern region above Jerusalem and Israel, probably Syria, probably some of the southern satellite countries that used to be part of USSR, Lebanon. You know, it's going to be devastating, and that's coming. That could come even before the rapture. I don't know when it's. You know, I always said the war of Gog and Magog will either be before the rapture or after it, which is a pretty safe way to say it. But I'm looking for it probably before, maybe, if Jesus tarries. And it's gonna eliminate any respect for the Muslim religion. I just finished an article this morning that goes out on the internet today, sometime later today, about the elimination of the Islamic religion and the wiping of it from the earth. And that's coming, because that false religion has been around nearly 1400 years, and all it's brought is vengeance and sorrow and devastation to the dear people who've lived under it. And so those Muslim people, when that's over, are probably going to turn to God by the millions. In fact, there are already 3 million Muslims a year being saved, you know, in the many different countries of the world. So God is still on his throne, and his grace is still wonderful.
Yeah, I think it really is amazing. Apparently, they're showing the Jesus film all over in many parts of the Muslim world, and the Muslims are going to see it. And it does have a tremendous message, hopefully. Will, of course, apparently. You're absolutely right, and I think it's so important, people understanding that Muslims are turning to Christianity, and they're risking their lives in the Muslim world.
Yes, sir. 3 million a year? That's breathtaking. The mullahs are so shaken by it, they can hardly believe it. And I guarantee you, under the radar of the information on the news and TVs out of those countries, that millions of those Muslims are telling others about Christ. And once this judgment of Allah takes place in the northern part of Israel, I promise you there's going to be millions of those wonderful people who are saved. The Arab people are not bad people. They just have had a bad religion.
Amen to that. And of course, when you speak of the war of Gog and Magog, you're speaking of the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I'd love to send that to anybody that's interested in it. They can easily go to our website and connect and put their email into our Salty Saints list. It's breathtaking information. And there's so much, Brother Stan, to be excited about. Here we are living in a crazy world, and yet when you know the Bible and you know prophecy, you can just literally be sitting on ready, sitting on go, knowing that things are happening, but they're going to be exciting as God has the final word.
Amen to that. Well, we do live in wonderful times when you know the Lord. If you didn't know the Lord today, well, you'd just be frightened to death. Why don't you go ahead and get your website out so people would know how they can get your material.
Okay, our website is www. Notice these two words, and of course they go down as one word, Paul Creek, PawCreek. That's Paul Creek, PawCreek, .org, not com now, but .org. Simply, all you got to put down is PawCreek.org, or Joseph R. Chambers. You know, either way, you're going to get Paul Creek, a website. And of course, we have an 800 number. They can order this book, The Masterpiece, and it's 1-800-33-TRUTH, 33-TRUTH, or 33-87-884. And we've got a number of calls from Being With You Before, people, and they are loving The Masterpiece.
Well,
it really is a great book.
We've got lots of calls from this program, from the other programs we're going to be doing on this. It's important people know, understand the revelation. And sometimes, specifically with this book of the Bible, you need some guidance to get you on through. As it goes, of course, into the seven scrolls and the prophecies of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Would you like to sort of pick up and just sort of cover how this whole book is laid out, and of course, what the real message is?
The real message in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, is Jesus. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And some people study the book of Revelation like it's a revelation of the Antichrist. Well, he's there, but he is so secondary until it's breathtaking to know that it is a revelation of Jesus Christ. And when you get to the 7 years of the Great Tribulation, you first have seven seals, and then the seventh seal is seven trumpets. And then the seven trumpets is the seven vials. And these three sevens bring you, of course, to the end. And at the end, the seven vials, they are particularly judgment against those who've taken the mark of the beast. The greatest judgment of Revelation, the whole book, is that judgment against the people who worship the devil. See, the mark of the beast is actually a mark of worship. It is an identification with Satan. It is joining the devil's religion. It is proclaiming the devil to be the god of the earth and of the world. And of course, the devil has a false Christ and a false spirit. He has his own trinity. The devil is the head of his trinity. Then the Antichrist is second, or his imitation of Jesus. And then the false prophet is his third, which is an imitation of the Holy Spirit. And the greater judgment is the seven vials, which are seen in chapters 14 and 15. Some in 13, but mainly 14 and 15. And you have then this judgment of these people who would dare to worship the devil as though he were God, and would dare to take his mark into their hand or their forehead so that they can buy into his economic world and they can have his treasures and they can live in his riches and they can go on his vacations and they can have freedom. I really believe in the 7-year tribulation period that being married heterosexually will be outlawed, that a man and woman will have to be married at the threat of their life, that the normal marriage of that 7 years will be homosexuality and all kinds of things.
Well, that talk will be back in just a moment here with Joseph Chambers, Fall Creek Church there, North Carolina. Be right back.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. MyMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
You've heard of it. The hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4673.
You may not plant a 250,000 acres every season or tend 50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, Charter Equipment is used, trusted, and built by pros using more than 60 years of know-how, which is just one of the reasons we are the official provider of equine and livestock management equipment for the World Equestrian Games. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar. Working harder since 1945.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Joseph Chambers, his book, The Masterpiece. And once again, I'd like you to get up the telephone number and the website where people can get the book.
Okay, our telephone number, Dr. Stan, is 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. And our website is www.paulcreek, P-A-W, C-R-E-E-K. Some people write that Paul, like P-A-U-L. But no, it's P-A-W-C-R-E-E-K.org. .org, not .com, but .org. And so we welcome people. We have a lot of great ministry. We have many sermons, many booklets. Of course, along with the masterpiece is a book we're offering as a special with it called Nebuchadnezzar, the Head of Gold, and it's a novel. I know you received a copy, probably hadn't had time to read it yet, but that novel is really, really making a good impact, and we think it's going to take off and go high and far. I believe God's going to use both of those books to bless a lot of people, and I love your book, Dr. Stan, The Darkness. I can't say the name of it all of a sudden.
Brotherhood of Darkness.
Yeah, that is a wonderful book. We're selling them even in one order the other day. I sold for five, one for three, and we're really just getting started. I believe I'm going to sell 1,000 or so of those books. It is wonderful. And I really believe people ought to read that book with my book, your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness and The Masterpiece. I think together like two books in one hand, because they complement each other. Your book really shows people what's going on. My book gives them the beautiful hope that we have in Revelation. And so we need both of them.
That is really
so.
My book tells you the problem, but your book tells people the solution.
That's wonderful. Thank you for saying it like that. And your book really does. And I am just so excited that I met you and got a hold of your book. And I'm trying to get a couple thousand people from this ministry reading it. Because when they read it, they're going to see where we're at. They're going to see the temperature of this world. And then the book of Revelation gives us that marvelous hope that we don't have to hide in a cave, that we can rest in God, and that he will faithfully do what he promised.
You know, what I think confuses a lot of people, you know, is the various beasts we see coming out of the sea and the horns and all of these things are symbolic. Most people sort of get mixed up and lost as they read this.
Well, you're right, Brother Stan. And here's why they do. Many people, when they're reading about these horns, they're reading about the beast, they interpret them with their imagination. And see, that's where the problem is. If you go back in the Bible and let the Bible interpret itself, then those scary things loses their fear. Just like the four beasts in Revelation chapter 4. Those are not ugly-looking creatures. They are living creatures. They're seraphims. They're God's great angels. And when you see those four living, four beasts, as Revelation 4 calls them, they're living creatures. Go to Ezekiel chapter 1 and 2, and it interprets those four living creatures. And you see them as great angelic beings. The same is true with everything in Revelation. The word beast is to give us some sense of what's behind this particular type, rather than how it looks. And so many people read the book of Revelation, and they read those words, and they get scared. No, nothing to be afraid of. Let the Bible interpret itself, and it just comes alive.
And, of course, you helped, can do that, because you actually set out this wonderful study course. And is that study course available through your ministry with the 24 DVDs?
Oh, yes. The 24 DVDs are available. Just simply the book of Revelation on DVD, verse by verse. We also have it on CDs for someone who wants the cheaper version. I'll send you a set of that free. I should have already done that, but I stay so busy. But the 24 DVDs just takes the whole book of Revelation. They were done semi-professionally, so they are very good quality. And it takes you from Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, all the way to the end. I give a lot of I give outlines in each chapter to go by. Churches use them a lot to study on Wednesday night. And it's a wonderful study of the book of Revelation. Just makes it come alive. You take those DVDs with the book. The DVDs were done before the book. So the book has some newer things that the Spirit of the Lord helped me to understand. But both of them together really makes a great study.
Well, I would love to get a set of the DVDs, because very often in the evening after I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and after I finish at 10 o'clock at night, we go down. I watch, DVDs of one sort or another, and I think certainly try to get in those with a religious background at all, because we have to be constantly reminded we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political.
I'll get you set off within a week, Brother Stan, of the DVDs of the Book of Revelation, and along with the outlines. And I think you'll love them, and you may want to make them available to your people. Of course, they're available right now through just simply calling us or going on the internet. We've done a lot of things. We've got about 50 DVDs that we've produced. 11 are produced on the false anointing. I went into the heart. See, I'm a classical Pentecostal. So I went into the heart of this charismatic movement. A lot of good people involved, but a lot of people have just twisted the Bible until it is not even recognizable. You know, and we went through that and did 11 DVDs on the false anointing and showing people how the devil is going to produce this false Holy Spirit, this false anointing that's going to be nothing but an imitation of the true. Excuse me. And it really does open it up for people. I did an hour and a half interview last night out of Nashville, Tennessee on that. And just was wonderful information that we was getting to people. And we, these DVDs of the Force of Anointing have gone all over the world. They've been translated in several, or maybe 10 or 12 different languages. And they really have made an impact for the old-fashioned classical truth of the Bible. And as a classical Pentecostal, I've really hurt inside to know what has gone out there as though it was Pentecost, when it's not even a true Pentecost at all.
Well, unfortunately, we're told in the in the latter days there are going to be a lot of false antichrists. There are going to be a lot of false doctrine. There are going to be a lot of people who are going to fall away from the faith. This is the frightening thing, and I think we're seeing that so vividly today.
And most of the people who are into understanding the end times are saying that at least 90% of the church has gone into some form of the emergent movement, wild charismatic end, dominionism. I mean, just so many doctrines out there. That's what we went through last night in that broadcast, with all the different things like dominionism, postmillennialism, the Joel's army. All of these things is being taught by these people, and it's just, you know, one of the greatest things that's happened is the replacement theology. They've replaced Israel with the church, and once you do that, you get into all kinds of scriptures in the Old Testament that you try to superimpose onto the church, and it becomes quite a maze of confusion.
Well, everybody is, and I think there's a great apostasy that sees Christendom today, and then we just need to get people who are theologians. I'm not a theologian. I'm just a commentator, but I certainly look over your shoulder, and I appreciate so much your dedication to bringing the word of our Lord to the people, and especially through your book.
The Lord really moved my heart years ago to be a man of the book. I was saved, Brother Stan, as a young 16-year-old kid raised on a farm, tobacco farm, and I dropped out of school early, and so I couldn't read. I could not read when I was saved. And they handed me a King James Bible, and that's where I learned to read. I learned to read with a King James Bible.
We'll be back in just a minute with Dr. Joseph Chambers right here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Well, Dr. Stan, back here, the final segment of our program this morning, our guest, Dr. Joseph Chambers, his book, The Masterpiece. If you have a question, our number, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And, of course, we're living truly in prophetic times. It is impossible to understand anything going on today, certainly whether it be so much of it's happening as far as food, disease, threats of war. All of these things can only be seen through the prism, looking at things prophetically as they're really laid out in the Revelation. When you understand the Revelation, then so many of the things we're seeing today are foreshadowed the things that were prophesied literally 2,000 years ago there, as of course John sat in a cave on the island of Patmos recording the revelation he was given. Certainly it's really exciting when you think about John 2,000 years ago writing this, you know, and anticipating what we're going to be seeing today.
It is exciting, isn't it? The Bible is history written in advance. What is so beautiful is not one prophecy in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation conflicts with each other. They fit together like a glove. You go to Joel and find material about this war of Gog and Magog. You can go to Zechariah and find material about it. And then, of course, we get over in the book of Revelation. We see all of these judgments coming, and they all are described with equally descriptive languages. If I did not know the Lord, I'd be scared. And the Bible said their hearts would fail them for fear, for looking at those things coming upon the earth. And of course, that's speaking of how much darker it's going to get when that rapture occurs. This world is going to turn into one terrible place. It's going to be hell on earth. And people who can't buy or sell, people with little children in their home, and they can't buy milk unless they take the mark of the beast, and they can't get on the internet because everything will be controlled by this identification. We live in a day when almost everything's already controlled by an identification. There's not much left. People are scared they're going to lose their identity, friend. You better get used to losing your identity if you stay here after that rapture takes place. Because everything's going to be at the control of this massive one-world government. And we got a president now, an administration in Washington, that's setting the tone. I mean, they're getting it ready. Nothing has happened in American history that has prepared America for the one-world government like has happened in the last 8-10 months. It's just overwhelming. And it had to happen, I guess, but I don't believe in laying down playing dead. I believe in keep exposing and keep fighting for right. That's what I'm going to do. But certain things are going to come eventually, and we better get ready to go up with Jesus.
And, you know, the average individual looks and sees what's going on. He can't quite figure out, you know, what's really happening. Why are all of our jobs are going overseas? Why our manufacturing is going overseas? Just this last weekend, I was reading, you know, that General Motors is opening a massive new plant over there in communist China, you know, $250 million. Where did General Motors get $250 million? I thought they were bankrupt. No, the government
yeah,
gave them $50 billion so they can expand their production overseas. And that doesn't make any sense unless people understand this global agenda of building up countries throughout the world in preparation for the one world government.
So we've got, the world has to give up any kind of patriotism. There will be no such thing as patriotism during the thousand-year millennial reign unless you're part of the opposing crowd who's being sought and hunted down and killed. No patriotism, no moral standards. The killing of unborn children is only going to escalate. Same-sex marriage is only going to escalate. Every bit of this is, of course, the present agenda of our Washington powers that be. It's happening so fast that it's frightening even to those of us who know the Lord. But then all we got to do is sit back and think and then pick up the Bible and read it. Everybody out there, I mean every church in America, every Christian in America, and every unsaved person who wants direction must get this book on the book of Revelation. I really believe that. I think it's the most apropos book, side by side with your Brotherhood of Darkness, is this masterpiece. And if people can read this, these things, they'll understand the governments of the world when they read the Brotherhood of Darkness. They will then know the end time answers and what's going to occur and how it's going to come down when they read the masterpiece in the book of Revelation. And that's what everybody out there needs. And if it costs a few dollars, but not much. It's cheap compared to the hope it will give you and the peace of mind. And you can lay down at night and go to sleep and say, wow, it's a mess. But the mess is going to turn into the most glory. Think about that 1,500-mile city, Brother Stan. 1,500 miles square, 1,500 miles high, 12 levels. Each level is another level of 1,500 square miles where there'll be mansions and golden streets. Each level is accentuated with certain jewels, like the top level is the amethyst, which is a royal purple. Can you imagine looking up and seeing that city, and the top of it is gleaming with these pearly, with these jasper walls, and they're all accentuated with the amethyst and the royal purple, and the streets within are gold, and so it's reflecting through the walls and through the doorways and through the wonders, and you just see this massive city coming down from God out of heaven. And John said it's already finished. He saw it. Jesus said he was going to create it. John 14:1, I go to prepare a place. John saw the place, so it's ready. And when the thousand-year millennial reign is over, it comes down and will be situated, I think, over earthly Jerusalem. And it will glitter in the well, no sunlight. There'll be no sun and moon, but in the light of God, no darkness. What a day that's going to be. Wow, I don't want to miss it.
Well, at least we have something to look forward to. People who don't know the Lord really have nothing to look forward to, and there's really no hope. And as things get worse and worse, why, there will be nothing but despair. So certainly the hope of our Lord and the promises that we have certainly gives us something to look forward to. And so as times get worse, and there's just no question they're going to get a lot worse, where people keep waiting, oh, the economic recovery is going to come. And ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. Economic recovery is not going to come. Maybe a little temporary blip up here.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. You said it right. Temporary.
You know, they can spend all the money they want to, but it'll only be a temporary situation. And, hey, we're out of time. Dr. Chambers, thanks very much for being with us. God bless. And
God bless you, Brother Stan.
Wonderful, wonderful, you know, explanation of what's going on.
You're a wonderful brother. Bless your heart.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them. They're everywhere. Eastridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by Eastridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. Eastridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution,
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here with American Freedom Network. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Joseph Chambers. Certainly we're very, very fortunate to have people out there on the front lines of this battle who understand what's going on and certainly are not afraid to proclaim the word of Jesus Christ. So we recommend his material to you. And so then, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported. Look forward, if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. It's amazing how many times every week we get letters from our supporters who've been with us for 10 years or 15 years, and they say, look, I've just lost my job. I was with Pricewaterhouse. I did this. I did something else, and I'm suddenly out of a job, and I'm just going to have to discontinue support. And we understand that, but if you're out there and still have a job, your position to help, we'd sure like you to step in. We've got our 60 outlets every week, at least across America in those areas where we have, and we've got some really major stations, especially on a weekend program. We're reaching people with information they need to know. We're trying to teach them about this danger of the swine flu vaccine. Do you know that the program's going to start? They're going to start vaccinating nationwide in 6 weeks? And they don't know what's going to be in the vaccine. I talked on the 26th of this month. I talked to the CDC. I talked to the people at Glaxo that's producing it. And they say, well, we don't know what's going to be in the vaccine. Is there going to be squalene in it? Is it going to be this adjuvant that is really, has created so much damage and death throughout the world? Well, we don't know. We just haven't decided. What do you mean you don't know? I mean, obviously, they're lying to the people. They're covering this thing up. I went to a meeting last Friday, and they said, well, what they're planning on, if they decide in this next 6 weeks to add this to the vaccine, it'll be just mixed up just before we give the shots to the people. So we're going to have the adjuvant there, the squalene, and then we can mix it in and give it to the people because it'll get a better immune response. Sure, it'll get a better immune response. It'll destroy the immune system. They won't be able to turn off, and that's how you get your autoimmune disease. It's happened every time they've used squalene. It's only authorized even in Europe for people over 65 who are going to die anyway, and it just helps them along the road towards dying. It's licensed in Europe. It's not licensed here. They're going to get an emergency license, and they're going to put it out. You need to get our 4-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. We have that now, a 4-tape set on swine flu vaccine. Of course, we have a 4-tape set on Gardasil that's killed far more young women than its lives it has saved. That's the HPV vaccine. You need to get information available from Radio Liberty. You're not going to get elsewhere. If you can help us continue getting the information out, the truth, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how they have destroyed the minds of probably between one in every 60 and one in every 90 boys in this country who are autistic, you need to get the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, where you get a free CD-ROM along with the DVD. The CD-ROM has literally thousands of pages of scientific data on the dangers, of course, of the vaccines. They know what they were doing, the mercury in the vaccine. There is no safe dose of mercury. But don't you worry, they're going to add it to this swine flu vaccine, and they want you to get not one, but two shots of that, and then your regular influenza shot. And, of course, you need to get the other DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. pray that God will forgive people in this country who allowed to happen.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com.